There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's focus first on the United Kingdom. And not long after taking a role as Prime Minister, Liz Truss has withdrawn plans to reform UK human rights law. This follows calls from a leading Jewish charity to scrap the proposals. The charity, René Cassin, said the Bill of Rights would lessen people's rights rather than strengthen them, and also makes it difficult for them to challenge decisions made by public authorities. Mayor Hassenson Gross, René Cassin's executive director, added that the bill would result in marginalization, threaten the right to freedom of religion, and prevent human rights law from keeping abreast with current social structures. On to updates from Australia now, and Jewish students at the University of Adelaide are scared to go to campus. Well, this follows an article published in a student magazine which calls for death to Israel and a student representative council meeting during which they were taunted, scorned, and their concerns ignored. Jewish students during that meeting put forward a motion for the article to be removed. The motion was defeated, whilst protesting Jewish students were abused and ridiculed, and a video of this meeting has also been posted on Facebook. In response to these events, the university administration distanced itself from the article and has offered support to students. It added that the institution deplores any form of discrimination, including anti-Semitism. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia has urged the university to take reports of anti-Semitism seriously, offering to work with it to eradicate ongoing anti-Semitic activities and provide a safe environment for all. Well, moving across to North America, where Vancouver's Jewish community is gearing up to construct what will be considered as one of the most ambitious and expensive projects in Canadian history. The envisaged and upgraded area of the Jewish Community Centre of Greater Vancouver will be undergoing two phases amounting to $450 million over 10 years. And the new site, which has been dubbed J West, will eventually house 20 Jewish agencies, a new Holocaust Education and Research Centre, a performing arts theatre, a library, daycare facility, and 500 affordable rental apartments. Whilst various governmental departments have contributed to the project, organizers are still motivating locals to donate, aiming to achieve $125 million of the total amount. The Jewish Community Center of Greater Vancouver not only accommodates Jews, but also daily welcomes many people from other communities. Well, as Israel continues to enjoy a reputation for startup companies, and combined with its leadership in agricultural innovation, a number of companies have established themselves as an answer to challenging labor, natural, and weather conditions facing the world today. Let's take a look at some of them, such as Metamotion, which has developed a greenhouse robotic worker known as Grow, which, amongst many other capabilities, harvests greenhouse tomatoes and is able to identify ripe fruit, pick and then pack directly into a box. Compostable packaging manufacturer Tipper focuses on biodegradable compostable packaging consisting of organic matter, which at the same time contains the qualities of conventional plastics. And established by local citrus growers, FruitSpec enables fruit producers and packers to synchronize yields with market demand to increase revenues and to minimize food loss. This company serves customers in the United States, Chile, South Africa, Spain, and Argentina, and has recently added clients in Australia and Morocco. And finally, have you heard the saying, there is power in being old, you just have to recognize it? Well, meet Holocaust survivor and Brazilian swimming champion Nora Tosh Ranai, who is still competing, and listen to this, at the age of 98. Well, just recently, spectators, journalists, and event organizers watched a 400-meter medley where Nora would successfully finish a race involving breaststroke, backstroke, butterfly, and freestyle. When she got out of the pool, amidst applause and praise, a medical team offered her a wheelchair, which she promptly rejected with contempt. Nora started to compete professionally at the age of 69, and since then, amongst many other achievements, she has won 13 gold medals and broke 12 world records at Masters World Championships. Looking back at her experiences, she defined how her Jewishness endured inside her, saying that her most Jewish trait is to ask questions, to think, to distinguish between the right and wrong based on ethics, concluding that she was lucky, she endured, and she survived. All the best, Nora, for your future endeavors. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.